back to KCRW's airwaves, White Denim.
and talk true. We can take true. We can talk true.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, live on KCRW from the Village Studios today. White Denim tearing it up. Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
How's it going?
Not bad. Wow. Thank you for rocking so hard. That was good.
Thanks, man.
Wow, kicking out the jams at 11:30 a.m. Excellent,
yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, a little bit of a stretch.
Are they like throwing buckets of water on you guys right now?
I don't need it. I'm extremely sweaty right now.
Fire. Okay. Well,
maybe I do need it. Maybe that means I do need it.
This is exactly what blew us away at your very first session for KCRW years ago. Just watching you play back in the basement. We're in a new studio now, by the way.
But, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry that you can't be here. You know when you move into a new space and not everything is just finished yet, like the shower doesn't work or the lights don't work. So we're not quite ready to have bands over here yet. So you're joining us from the Village Studios, which is a storied venue.
Oh, man, it's incredible.
Yeah.
We're in the room where there's a riot going on.
Yeah.
In like Asia. It's insane.
So much history. But you're sounding awesome and... I think, you know, this is just really a testament to why we've enjoyed your music for so many years now, is just this electric, live kind of freedom that you're able to emit. And it really seems like actually this new record is really embracing that whole idea as well.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's an old school band, you know?
Yeah.
Bang it out. Play hard. Kind of thing.
You know, it's funny because most of the songs on this album, which the album clocks in at about 30 minutes, which is a little short for a record, but most of the songs are really short, with the exception of one song. What is that song? It's New York...
New York Money, yeah.
New York Money.
That's a long one.
Is the exception. Tell us about that song and why is that sort of the exception to the rule on this record?
Excuse me for one second. I got a cough. I've needed to for about like five.
It's all good, man. You've been
into that last thing. Hold on.
You've been screaming like a rock god for like 20 minutes.
Man, I had a hard time sleeping last night too. It was we were staying in this place above a dance club, and it was going late. Let me cough one more time before I get that question.
Yeah, man.
All right. I think New York Money is like a really open, like kind of a pastoral, like. Two chord kind of groove is a kind of thing that I really like to stretch out on, you know, a bunch of studio trickery and guitar textures and things like that. I don't know, Michael, would you call that modal technically? Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's good enough. It's good enough for radio. Consult the theory guy in the band, or, you know, one of the three theory guys in the band. Yeah, you know, it was just an opportunity to kind of stretch out and test some new gear out. You know, we opened a studio in Austin and have been, you know, trying a bunch of new things in there.
Mm-hmm. You know, considering the power that you have as a live band, which I've even in the past, like when you first played for us, I likened it to like a jazz quartet just because of the musical conversation going on in the room. And just felt like you could go anywhere, you could pivot anywhere as a group. I wonder if there's a balancing act in the studio as far as, you know, maintaining that certain magic that you have live, but then also trying to produce something that kind of makes sense in a totally different format or experience of listening.
Yeah. Like radio.
Like radio, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's something that we think a little bit about, but we try not to dwell on it. Goodness gracious, what? All right. Yeah, I'm getting a little interference in here along with the coughs. It's kind of a double whammy. Steve, do you want to take some of these questions for a second so I can just cough my
guts out? I'd be glad to.
So, yes, over to Steve. Sorry, I can't see you guys. Again, we're remote from the Village today.
I can see you in my mind.
Just visualize. So, Steve, we talked about this in Austin after you played for us one of our South by showcases. But at the time, there had been a pretty radical switch up in the band. You know, some key members had left the band, and you know, at the time, it kind of put the question to you as far as like what, you know. how are you going to handle this radical kind of shift? And you're like, this is what we love. This is what we do. And we're just going to keep crushing. You know, we're just going to keep with it. We've been doing this for a decade and we're going to keep going. Now, this, your eighth record, and it feels like you have, instead of looking at that as a disadvantage, you've kind of embraced that, both the potential live working with different people, but also the potential of just rotating members in a way. It seems like with this record, you kind of you embrace the influence of different people.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many great musicians in Austin, and on Side Effects especially, we kind of just invited a bunch of different drummers and musicians to play on different songs that we thought they might sound good on.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess we're lucky in that sense in Austin.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you took that one, Steve. That was fantastic.
Are you ready?
So talk a little more about the record, which I find curious just in the arrangement, because most of the songs are so short, with the exception of that one. When you were putting it together, were there certain parameters, qualifications for the song that made the album?
Not really, man. I mean, this record, more than any record we've made before, I think we just approached each tune individually, and just kind of let it happen. It's kind of a coincidence that they're all so short. You know, we try to be concise on records, and ridiculously long-winded on stage.
Well, speaking on stage, you have a couple shows at the Terragram?
Yeah, we did.
When is that over now?
Yeah, we did. We did 11 shows in 12 days. You're catching us the morning after.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. The two at Terragram were amazing. That place, it sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Great sound. Great people down there. Terragram.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I got to tell you, my current favorite on the new album is the closer, Introduce Me.
Oh, cool.
I like a lot.
It kind of brings
the funk a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's like a started as a sample jam.
And I like when you guys get a little funky.
Yeah, cool, man.
So enough of the banter. Let's just get back to rocking.
All right, you want us to do another one?
Yeah, right, maybe a few.
One last cough. I'm really sorry about
that.
Yeah,
cough one more time and then just take it to the house. Live on Morning Becomes Eclectic and remote from the Village Studios in West LA, White Denim.
Got a rush, thought serving lunch, oh, but you caught it fine, do what you have to do, somebody gets mad at you, but you survive, right? Do you arrange and stay in danger? Everybody say bye, 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 bye. Uh-huh, look out. The water's cold. You can't stand it, but you're like the man that you will hear the guidelines. You catch bus, but stay curious. On flip on the nightline. Red meat police, and you watch the street bend. It bit your appetite. It's cool. Dime shine.